Tuesday, 26th of March, 2024. Maybe today. This I also did in Jerusalem, and many of the saints I shut up in prison, having received authority from the chief priests. And when they were put to death, I cast my vote against them. Acts 26, verse 10. A bit more literally, the Greek reads, which also I did in Jerusalem, and many of the saints I confined in prisons, having received the authority from the chief priests, and they, being taken up, a vote I cast down against. CG. In the previous verse, Paul acknowledged that he thought he must do many things contrary to the name of Jesus of Nazareth. Now, to explain what he meant, he says, which also I did in Jerusalem. Paul first specifically notes Jerusalem, certainly with the intent that it be known that his working against the name of Jesus wasn't just done in some faraway corner. Rather, it was right in the center of the city of the Jews who now accused him. In the same place where the apostles were gathered after the crucifixion of Jesus, and where they claimed he rose again and ascended to heaven, Paul actively worked out his misguided zeal against his followers. He acknowledged this, saying, and many of the saints I confined in prisons. The plural prisons is an indirect way of indicating that not only did he work against them in Jerusalem proper, but in various other places as well. And more, his words are emphatic. I confined in prisons. He personally did this, and therefore that will be known as well. And further, he explains that his authority was from the very seat of power that now stood against him, saying, having received the authority from the chief priests. The very people who were now persecuting him for his faith in Jesus and his witness among the Gentiles were the same people who granted him the authority to arrest the followers of the one he now proclaimed as God's Messiah. After this, he says something that has caused confusion, and which has led many to assume that he was a member of the Sanhedrin. He says, and they, being taken up, a vote I cast down against. Charles Ellicott says, quote, the words show that St. Paul, though a young man, must have been a member either of the Sanhedrin itself or of some tribunal which delegated authority, end quote. However, this is not necessarily so. On the words, I cast down against, Vincent's Word Studies notes, quote, literally, laid down my vote. Some suppose that Paul here refers to casting his vote as a member of the Sanhedrin, in which case he must have been married and the father of a family. But there is no reason for believing this. Compare 1 Corinthians 7:7, 1 Corinthians 7:8, and the phrase may be taken as expressing merely moral assent and approval, end quote. Barnes concurs with this by saying, quote, Paul was not one of the council, nor, that we read of, in any office or place to judge any person. Besides, the Jews are thought to have had no power of life and death, and that St. Stephen was slain rather in a popular tumult than legally. But Paul may be said to do this by carrying the suffrages or sentence to the Roman man president, or any others to get it executed, for so the words will bear, and howsoever, by his approving, rejoicing at, and delighting in their condemnation, which was indeed giving his voice as much as he could against them, this was verified. End quote. The word he uses, kataphiro, is used for the fourth and last time. All its uses had been in Acts 29, twice, 25:7, and 26:10. It is a compound word coming from kata, meaning down, against, down from, by way of, etc., and phiro, to carry, bear, bring conduct, etc. The exact intent of Paul's words must be guessed at, but it is unlikely that it was the casting down of an actual vote, especially for death. The Jews did not have the authority to put anyone to death. Therefore, at best, it would be a petition to ask Rome to execute them. But it is more likely that it was an assent that the people who were being judged should be found guilty and remain in prison or excluded from the assembly of the Jews. The word translated as vote is first used here, psiphos. It simply means a pebble or a stone. it will be seen twice again in Revelation 2:17, where it is translated as stone. Paul may have actually cast down a stone, or this may be a metaphor meaning giving assent, such as a nod or a yes vote on something. As this is the only time it is used this way in Scripture, there is not a lot to go on to be dogmatic concerning his intent. Whatever the intent was, however, it was understandable to his audience, and it certainly was stated with the overall meaning of his being in opposition to the followers of the one he was now aligned with. Life application. One can see the zeal that Paul had for persecuting the people of the Lord with his emphatic words, "Many of the saints I confined in prisons." Now that he was converted, he spent the same exceptionally directed energy in a new way, wholly concentrated toward the cause of Christ. So, does this reflect your current state? What were you most excited about or geared toward before you came to Jesus? Have you taken even a portion of that energy and redirected it toward the cause of Christ? If not, why not consider that in the future? The Lord of all, Jesus, took on human flesh and came among those he created. He revealed the glory of the Lord to the world, and yet we, his creatures, crucified him. He allowed this to happen so that we could be made spotless and acceptable to God once again. If he had not done this for us, there would only be condemnation and destruction ahead for us. And yet, are our lives so unchanged even after this? How can that be? Let us consider what God has done and redirect our energies to glorifying Jesus. May our lives and actions be responsibly geared towards the cause of Christ all our days. Yes, Lord God, we praise you and thank you for what you have done for us. Help us to live out our lives in a... Yes, Lord God, we praise you and thank you for what you have done for us. Help us to live out our lives in a manner that demonstrates true appreciation for what you have done in and through the giving of Jesus. We owe you our all in all. Help us to acknowledge this with lives that are dedicated to you for all our days. Amen.
And in Jerusalem, I did many things against God's people. The leading priests gave me the power to put many of them in jail. When they were being killed, I agreed that it was a good thing.
Acts 26, verse 10.